Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Hey folks, my name is Scott Lips. I'm a part-time CEO of a fashion agency and part-time drummer with Courtney Love. I've been in the fashion and music space for many years, and I'm here to bring you some insightful interviews into some of the best pop culture personalities. We've had everyone from Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers to Jay Shetty to Dove Cameron. Tune in and catch up with Lip Service.
So listen to Lip Service on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Audio Up News Network. It's August 17th. That's a Monday. My name is Zach Selwyn, and this is the realest fake news you can find anywhere in the podcast world. Hey, Daily Zeitgeist, I challenge you to come up with the gold I'm giving you. Anyway, let's get started. Two teenagers were robbed at their lemonade stand over the weekend as violence and crime continues to rise across the country. Congratulations to the criminals who made off with $4.50. Kanye West's Twitter account has been on fire lately, and he's using emojis that he claims do not get enough love in the emoji world. He said, quote, "Yo, get me in a room with Paramount Films. This would be a great movie about an emoji that never gets used trying to become more popular." Yeah, Kanye, that's basically the exact same plot as the Emoji Movie. It made like $40 at the box office, brother. Know your stuff. In related news, I just pitched an idea to Paramount about a guy who meets a real mermaid. Okay, check this out. In New York City, he falls in love with her. She's beautiful. But then she gets kidnapped by this government official who's really funny and taken into this room and put in a tank. And then this guy has to like decide if he's going to free her and if he wants to remain in New York with like his current life, which kind of sucks, or maybe move to the ocean with her, this hot mermaid.
Dude, that's the exact plotline for Splash.
I'm sorry, what's that? I've never heard of that.
Tom Hanks, Daryl Hannah, John Candy.
Miami Heat NBA star Jimmy Butler has opened his own coffee stand inside the NBA bubble and is charging $20 for lattes, macchiatos, cappuccinos, etc. as an option to the crappy in-room drip coffee that Walt Disney World Resort is offering all the players. So here are some suggested titles for some other coffee options at Jimmy Butler's barista stop. Scotty Drippin, Cream Abdul-Jabbar, Tim Dunkin' Donuts Cold Brew, Flat White Howard, that's a Dwight Howard, Paul Millsapuccino.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, man. A shooting at a San Antonio flea market left two dead over the weekend, and officials aren't sure if the ruckus was caused between rival gang members or two hippie thrift store shoppers arguing over vintage silverware.
I'm going to go with gangs.
Yeah, me too. Guess what? It's Royal Rift time. Oh yeah, the royals, our favorite people to make fun of. Prince William and Prince Harry apparently rarely speak, according to the UK tabloid The Sun. Well, of course, imagine being royalty, trillionaire brothers who don't like each other's wives. I mean, I once didn't talk to my own brother for 5 years because he told me he doesn't like Notorious B.I.G. Now imagine being in the royal family, you know, like, "Hey, Harry, I believe your new wife is a gold digger. Piss off, William. Pippa's a thirst trap. At least my wife isn't a shitty actress. No, she's just a slag. Tosser. Wanker. You daft cow. Arsehole. Plonker. Prat. Knobhead. Binder. Uphill gardener. Twit. Pikey. Wazock. Ninny. Bick. Chuffer."
Damn, did you know all the slang from before, or did you just look that up?
No, man, I totally know all this UK slang. Come on. Don't be such a skiver.
Oh, blimey!
Finally, a stripper in Toronto exposed 550 people to COVID-19 over the weekend at the popular topless dance club, The Brass Rail. My God, 550 people. That's a lot of laps to dance on. I mean, Michael Phelps hasn't done that many laps. Mask on, top off, people. That's going to do it for the Audio Up News Network. My name is Zach Selwyn. We're here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And Friday, Liam Farrell joins me. We go Brooklyn, LA, coast to coast, and discuss the news of the day and what is happening. Jesse Bergometer on the mix. He's like my DJ. Hey, what's one more UK term that I don't know about?
My girlfriend was on the block, so she had me chuck it in a dumper.
This is a call from an inmate at the Indiana State Prison.
My name is Phil Chalmers, and I'm a serial killer profiler.
How many murders are you responsible for?
36. 47 and 52.
I found your sister's killer.
I want to see him face to face.
Listen to Where the Bodies Are Buried, a true crime podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jingle Jared. In my former occupation, I was the biggest jingle writer of all time. Now, I'm looking for a new job, speaking to every entrepreneur that I can find so I can find out what it's like to transition from one career to another. All of this expert advice has become the bedrock for a podcast I'm calling Occupational Therapy. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.